I love our stewardship table out in the gathering space, right in the center. If you haven't seen it yet, perhaps you can see it before the day's over. It's beautiful, and its teaching is so clear. Here are the five ways to share your gifts: hospitality, prayer, formation, service, and evangelization. You know, a few years ago, the table crashed. I don't remember if anybody owned up to it or not. It's okay. But the pillars turned into a jigsaw puzzle of 1,000 pieces. Grateful to the person who bought the new pillars. And I'm always grateful to the Stewardship Council for setting it up. But to simplify things, we could have just read this morning's gospel and had two pillars: love God, love your neighbor. Or just one pillar: love. You know, a little table, right? But sometimes, ironically, we're not sure how to love. And the pillars of stewardship show us concretely how to do it. If we do these five, we will be loving God and our neighbor. So if you were to take the five pillars of stewardship and rate them in terms of a commitment to our parish, the commitment that our parish makes, I should say, I'm curious how you would rate them. Now, I'm guessing that your rating would probably be a reflection of your assessment, right or wrong, of how successful they are, how many resources we spend on them, maybe even just whether you like them or not. Now, it would have been way too much work to fill the pews with paper and pencils just to satisfy my curiosity. We'll do that in 2 weeks, actually, to fill out our stewardship forms. But for the sake of helping us to think about our stewardship, I want you to consider for a moment which pillar you think we are most committed to as a parish, and which pillar you think we are least committed to as a parish. Again, from the pillars of hospitality, prayer, formation, service, and evangelization, which do you think we as a parish are most committed to, and which do you think as a parish we are least committed to? I decided I'd like to get some idea, or else this doesn't help me at all. So I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. We will do most committed first. I'm going to name all five. And when I name the one that you think our parish is most committed to, raise your hand. And if you're not from our parish, you might already have an idea based on what you've heard or what you've seen, what you've read. So we're not counting votes. We're just thinking out loud. Okay? So, which do you think our parish is most committed to? Who would say hospitality? Okay? Who would say prayer? Okay? Formation? Okay. Service. And evangelization. Okay, thank you. So now let's consider what you think our parish is least committed to. And it's okay if what you think is the most is what someone else thinks is the least. It's kind of like when I meet with our engaged couples to go over their online assessment, and one of them thinks the communication is their strongest aspect, and the other one thinks the communication is their weakest aspect, which is probably why. Okay, so our least commitment. Who would say that is hospitality? Okay. Prayer. Okay. Formation. Okay. Service. And evangelization. Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. So my own assessment, you might say, Father, you never raised your hand, right? So for what it's worth, my own assessment is that our greatest commitment is to formation. I would say that second is prayer. For me, third would be a toss-up between hospitality and service, and the least would be evangelization. My assessment. And we should always be aware of this as a parish. If there's not an opportunity for you in one of those areas, then that's something that you and I need to work on. But for the sake of our stewardship renewal this year, I think it would be valuable if each one of us did that exercise personally. Of those five areas, what are you most committed to? What are you least committed to? Because we're not called to pick one and discard the others. We're called to all of them, as a parish and as individuals. You might say, well, I'm doing the Bible in a year, but I've never thought about volunteering at Catholic Charities, prayer and service. Or my kids go to school at Sacred Heart or go to First Communion class in PSR, but I've been thinking we should do a ministry here on Sundays. Formation, hospitality. Or I go to my holy hour every week, but I've never invited anyone to Mass. Prayer, evangelization. Maybe there's one or two of those areas that could use a little bit more of you. There are 1,000 ways to express it. There are 5 pillars to organize it. There are 2 commandments that summarize it. But there's really one word at the foundation. Stewardship is the gift of your love.